Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. It's the summertime and everyone's trying to go on vacation, whether you're going as a family or going as a couple or just going by yourself. And whether you're going somewhere that's far away or somewhere that's just a couple hours down the road, everyone's trying to make the most of their vacation. And today I want to talk to you about how to make the most of your vacation. Now, this is not something that's research-based by any large studies or anything like that. This is just based off my own personal experience, based off of the travels that I've made by myself with my wife, Claire, and also just reflecting on previous family trips that I've taken. And so I just want to talk to you about how to make the most of your vacation time, things that you can do, just some tips that I have for you, and hopefully that'll help you for when you go on your next vacation. All right, let's get to today's episode. Travel has never been easier than it is today. Now, we can rule out back during COVID times when everything was restricted and things like that, but think back to the early days of the United States of America and how people had to make these great expeditions with horses and carriages and things like that. And now we can just drive to the cities or drive to your nearest airport, hop on a flight, and you can be in California by the end of the day. That's something that I think would blow our ancestors' minds. And just the fact that how simple it is to get from point A to point B in today's world, and even going as simple as hopping in a car and driving somewhere, forget like airline travel and things like that. But travel is so important to do regardless of whether you are single or married or have a family. It's something that's foundational, I think, into shaping who we are as people. You know, we learn so much through travel and what we're able to take away, not only from experiencing different cultures and different cities, different food types and things like that, but we learn so much along the way about those different things, but also just about ourselves and how we respond to certain situations. Like maybe you get lost in a big city and you have to find your way back to where you're trying to go. And that can be something that can and test you as a person, but you can also look back on the experience after all the stress and being in that and say, you know what, I made it through that tough moment in my life. And that way you're able to look back and say, like, I know what perseverance is like. I know how to persevere in a tough situation. And other times where when you're traveling, you may have to, think pretty quick on your feet with different subways that you have to connect to. Just reflecting on a really recent experience, Claire and I were in Boston just for a little 5-day getaway, and we had to figure out, you know, how these different subways connected and which ones we had to hop off at and which ones we had to get on. And it was easy because I was like in the English language and, you know, it's pretty easy to follow. But imagine being in a foreign country and trying to figure out their subway system. And if you can manage that, I think you can do anything that you put your mind to. If you can navigate a foreign subway system or just a train system or however to get around in a foreign country, my hat goes off to you. That is something I still want to do. I have not traveled outside of the US, and you know, my wife's traveled to 15 different countries at this point in her life, and that is just something that you know, it's definitely on the list of things to do. And my wife should actually be on this episode because she can tell you about all the different things that are in different countries. But we'll go, you know, United States-based travel is what I can talk about in this episode. So with that being said, the first thing I want to touch on, and the easiest thing we can probably touch on, is food. Everyone loves food, you know, whether it's something that's spicy or whether it's something that's, I don't know, cold like ice cream. You name it, everyone's got an opinion on food. And one of the most essential things that I think you can do when you are traveling somewhere is to eat local. And it's cliche to say this, but don't eat anywhere where you can eat at back home. So let's say we have a McDonald's here in Hayward. And if I go somewhere else, like if I'm traveling somewhere, I'm not going to eat at their McDonald's unless it's some crazy flavoring that they have just special to that area. I think Hawaii had something that was special to their McDonald's. But other than that, don't eat at these chain restaurants. Eat at the local restaurants, the mom and pop places that started many years ago. And you can see like there are generations of family photos along in the restaurant, and really get to know the people that are in that city through that, and just immerse yourself into those different food experiences. So, I don't know, let's say they have like an asterisk next to their special or something that's like a local favorite. Try that out and give that a whirl and see just the kind of experience your taste buds are going to go on through that, rather than, again, just getting repeatedly the same stuff that you get at back home. And there's a Anthony Bourdain quote that I want to share with you right now that really speaks on this, and it's something that I see often on social media. You've probably seen this quote as well, but in case you haven't, or just in case you need a reminder, here's his quote. Eat at a local restaurant tonight. Get the cream sauce. Have a cold pint at 4 o'clock in a mostly empty bar. Go somewhere you've never been. Listen to someone you think you may have nothing in common with you. Order the steak rare. Eat an oyster. Have a Negroni. Have two. Be open to a world where you may not understand or agree with the person next to you, but have a drink with them anyways. Eat slowly. Tip your server. Check in on your friends. Check in on yourself. Enjoy the ride. And I think there's so much to be unpacked from that quote, but I feel like the main thing would be is to immerse yourself into those different experiences and, you know, eat slowly. And not be afraid to have those conversations with the people next to you. That's one of my favorite things to do is in town here is just bring a book to a bar and read. Most of the time I'll read at like Angry Minnow or Three Fly Sisters, but reading anywhere is something that I enjoy. But I don't know, I find that reading in a bar makes you more approachable to have a conversation rather than like looking at your phone. You seem more occupied with that. But I try to be as approachable as possible because you never know the people that you're going to meet and sit down with. And maybe you have some things that are in common. Maybe you went to the same college or you like the same kind of music or things like that. And there might be some stuff you disagree with that person on, but you'll never know if you don't open yourself up to having those experiences. If I'm just going to kind of close myself off and not maybe talk to the person next to me, if I'm there, then I'm robbing myself of having a potentially amazing experience and getting to know someone that I didn't know before. And maybe that's really outside of your comfort zone. And maybe that's something that you'll have to take some baby steps on and, just work through. But I promise you that having those, conversations with strangers at these different restaurants or bars that you go to is going to be so rewarding. And the things that you'll, again, learn about other people, but also learn about yourself through that is going to be 100% worth it. So eat at a local place when you are traveling. It is very important. Claire and I, when we were on the north end of Boston, we were able to go to this Italian restaurant, and I would totally butcher the name if I tried to say it right now, but it was amazing. It was authentic Italian, and the pasta that they made was homemade, and so was I got the cream sauce, actually. Going by my Anthony Bourdain quote there, and it was ham and this tortellini and this cream sauce, and it just melted in your mouth, and you knew that, I don't know, it was not something that was made out of a box kind of thing. And just the, I don't know, the passion that went into that meal and the passion that the servers had was just great, and that was something that you could really appreciate from that. So eat local. I would also say space out your events. Don't overbook yourself if you're on vacation. That's something that you might fall into a trap of, is just trying to do too much. I'd say pick out like one main event you want to do each day and then let everything else fall into place. Be spontaneous on your trips. You don't want to be so rigid and confined to your schedule that you're not able to say like, hey, I think this place looks like a really cool spot. oh, shoot, we don't have time to do that because we have to hustle and get to this next event or this one museum. But I'd say try your best to just pick out one big event for the day that you're trying to hit up, or maybe even a second one. I'm totally fine with working in two, but don't be so booked like, oh, we have to wake up at 8:15, then we have to be here at 8:30, then we have to be to this place by 9:15. Then that's not vacation to me. And some of you may operate like that. You might be very well organized, and my hat goes off to you. But also, don't be afraid to be spontaneous on these trips. Okay, there's going to be different things that maybe you didn't research that you find to be really cool, and you want to check that out. Don't be so rigid with your schedule that it doesn't leave you open to having those experiences that are going to stick out with you later. But one of the main things that we did while we were in Boston was one night we picked out that we were going to go to a Red Sox game. And by the way, if you've never been to Fenway Park, that is a park that you need to check out. It was the oldest in Major League Baseball. It was built in 1912, the second oldest would be Wrigley Field. That's another place I want to check out. But just the history and all the players that came through that park is just like, I don't know, hard to wrap your head around. But that was one of the main things that we had for that day. And then the following day, we wanted to do the Freedom Trail. But then again, we didn't like pick out which restaurant we wanted to go to. We said, all right, well, we have the Freedom Trail that we know we're going to be walking, but then everything else, we'll just kind of figure out a place to stop for a drink or a place to get some food in our bellies. And that way you're just open to the day and the serendipitous things that happen throughout it. I would say walk the streets and explore. So whether you're going to a bigger city, like let's say you're going to Los Angeles or New York City or Chicago or things like that, walk the city streets. I would say do a little research beforehand, know which neighborhoods are going to be safe, because in bigger cities it might vary. So make sure you're careful with that. Don't just wander any old place, but I don't know, leave yourself open to, again, those things that are just going to happen out of curiosity. You walk down a city street and say, what's this shop here? And you go in there and you find that they have some really cool old sports memorabilia, or it's a record shop or an old bookstore, and they have art made with the different books that they have. There was a place that I went to out in LA called The Last Bookstore on Earth, and they did a bunch of different amazing art with the books that they had. I don't know, they created these different like statues with it, and they also had some that were like strung along over the bookshelves, and it was just amazing what they're able to do with that. But that was one of those things that, you know, I didn't really have that at the top of my list, but it was just one of the things that I found myself in that bookstore, and it was one of the greatest parts of that trip. All right, I'm also going to say mix up your experiences. Do some tourist things, but also forge your own adventures. This is kind of reiterating like exploring and walking the streets, but like there are always going to be those tourist traps, the things that every tourist must do while you're in this specific location. So if you're going to, let's say, a national park or something like that, like you're going to want to go to the spot where everyone gets the picture kind of thing. And you might have to wait in line a little bit, but hey, you did the touristy thing there. But then also break away from the group and go forge your own adventure. Don't do like a cookie cutter trip to something that everyone else has done, because then, I don't know, then it doesn't make your trip as unique. If you're doing what everybody else does on this trip, everybody does on this vacation, then where's the uniqueness in that whole thing for you? Because if everybody has the same experience, and then that's kind of boring. I would say stick to a budget as well. That's one thing that we try to do. We don't always succeed. Sometimes when Claire and I get on vacation mode, it's like, all right, well, we're just going to eat out every night, and we didn't really plan for that. And then once we get back, we're like, oh, we need to be a lot smarter with our money for the next few weeks here. But I don't know, vacation calories that we say don't count. So when you're on vacation, don't count the calories or anything like that. But I'd say be wise with your finances when you're on a trip. That way, maybe you eat fancy one night, and then, like I say, you eat ramen the next. You're not actually going to eat ramen. Maybe you do. Maybe you stop by a grocery store and eat ramen in your hotel room, but that's totally up to you. But just be wise with how you spend your money and just don't get out of control, because then that's not going to lead to very many travel experiences if you're paying off a debt that you acquired during one trip that you took. So try to be wise with your finances. Again, research the kind of restaurants you're going to, if there is one specific one you want to go to, or you can just kind of catch the vibe of a place as you're walking into it. Like, oh, this is a pretty classy restaurant. You know that the bill at the end is probably going to be a little bit higher. So try to mix in those nights where you eat fancy and then the nights where you go a little more cheap with your meal choice. Not everything needs to be a five-star restaurant experience. And then the last thing I'd say is, like, give yourself time. I'm always one of the people that likes to get to the airport early, and my wife kind of makes fun of me for this. But she's really, I don't know, she's really met me in the middle on this, because she was always the type that would get to the plane maybe like 2 minutes before it stopped boarding. And I'm the type that needs to get to the airport like 2 hours before the plane boards, just because I want to make sure like the plane's at the gate and we're not going to be late. I don't know if that was like a fear based off of movies I watched as a child, like, you know, how the McAllisters in Home Alone are always running to the gate and then Kevin gets lost kind of thing. Now, our child isn't born yet, so I don't have that fear of losing a kid yet, like, Kevin! But I think that it's always nice to get there a little bit ahead of time. Now, I should probably make a compromise as well and say, you know, it doesn't have to be like 2 hours beforehand. Maybe an hour beforehand would be fine. But I always worry about airport security. That's the thing that I always worry about, is like there being a crazy long line at the airport and then not being able to get to my flight on time. Has that ever happened? Like, have I ever had a traumatic experience where I've missed the flight because of that? Absolutely not. But that's because I get to the airport early. So I'd say do what works for you. But I'm saying give yourself time to be relaxed on this trip. Again, going back to spacing out your events that you do. This is supposed to be vacation. That's not supposed to be something where you're doing a bunch of work and then you need a vacation from your vacation and you have no time to just relax and breathe and take it all in and try to be present in that place. I'd say kind of going off of that, then don't be on your phone the whole time. It's okay if you take pictures and video. I'm not telling you to not document your trips. As many of you know, I do a lot of that when I'm on trips or just on my day-to-day life, but also know when there's a time to just take in that moment and just sit with that and be right where you are, be where your feet are kind of thing. That's something I continually have to work on and something that I try to be mindful of. And I want to preach that to myself as much as I want to preach it to you, is when you're in these different places and you're experiencing these different things, like, just soak up that moment and know that it's okay if you don't exactly capture a picture of it, because then maybe this moment is lucky enough where it'll be tucked away in your memory bank and you can pull on that when you need it, when you need to. So I'd say that's my travel advice, how to make the most of your vacation. You know, eat local, give yourself time, don't pack your schedule too much, walk the city streets, explore, try to stick to a budget if you're able to. If that's something that's hard for you to do, have somebody on the trip that's going to hold you accountable to that if you're going with friends, or maybe your significant other is a little more wise with their finances. You rely on them for that. Just make the most of your trip by doing the things that you love to do, and try your best not to get into arguments while you're on a trip. I know that it's hard sometimes, especially if you're driving somewhere and you get stuck in traffic, or there's just like a turn that you missed. It happens to the best of us, or there's just going to be something that comes up. Try to diffuse that situation rather than let it escalate and let it like ruin your trip. If there's something that maybe your friend does, or something that your spouse does, or maybe a sibling, or whatever the case may be, try not to let those, hopefully it's just a little thing, try not to let those little things build and just wreck your trip. That's like the worst thing, is like, oh, all I remember about that trip is getting yelled at, or all I remember about that trip is this argument that we had, instead of the sunset that was taking place at the time. And with keeping that in mind, that's going to be the end of today's episode. I hope you learned something from our conversation, and just hope that you make the most of whatever vacation that you go on, whether it's in the summertime or whether you're listening to this in the fall or winter or springtime. Yes, let's cover all four seasons. whenever you plan on taking a vacation, I hope that you're able to keep these things in mind and get the most out of your vacation experience. If you have any places that you recommend that Claire and I travel to, just let me know in the comments or send me a message or something like that. Would love to hear your recommendations on places to go, things to do, places to eat at. We're big fans of any food experience while we're vacationing. So yeah, that'd be greatly appreciated. Thanks for tuning in today's episode, and we'll see you around town. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.